sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Hiking through the forest in the spring, it's apparent where porcupines have been busy. Porcupines select the most nutritious parts of the trees they eat, generally the leaves, the fresh new spring growth, and emerging buds, and they remove the twigs and stems. Known as nip twigs, these discarded stems litter the ground beneath the tree where a porcupine is feeding. But porkies don't just eat the most nutritious parts of the tree, they also search out the most nutritious trees. That changes over the course of the year, as greens, shoots, fruit, and berries become available.
Porcupines are territorial, and they learn over the years where all of the most preferred trees are within their territory. They sample almost everything, and then focus on the most nutritious. Researcher Aldous Rose found porkies in rural New York State raided apple orchards in late summer, targeting specific trees and ignoring others. Analysis of apples showed that the preference was directly related to the acidity of the fruit, all other components like sugars being the same. The porcupines preferred low-acid fruit. Acidity causes the animals to lose sodium in their urine, and porcupines tend to be sodium deficient in general. That's why they crave salt. They not only seek out sources of salt, they actively avoid foods that reduce their sodium levels. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.